It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe. Well, the fire in the sky from the 4th of July is over, but what about the smoke? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about air quality today, how it's affected by fireworks, and we'll get an update on the smoke outlook for the summer. First, let's get your forecast. How's it looking, Cliff?
Well, it's looking kind of cloudy and on the cool side. Today, there's clouds over much of Washington State, and the main bulk of the clouds and precipitation are going to British Columbia, but we're going to get a piece of it, so it'll be mainly cloudy, maybe a few sprinkles near Bellingham, and highs about 70. Not a terrible day, but not a big sunny one. I'm afraid that over the weekend, this trough of low pressure that's been hanging around for so long ain't going away, and so each day will be very similar. We'll see high around 70. Cloudy skies, maybe a few sprinkles in the mountains, but not much more. So pretty much a typical early July, I'm afraid. And I don't see any major clear up. Maybe Saturday there'll be a little bit of weakening of the clouds during the afternoon. Monday looks like the best day. Temperatures getting up into the lower 70s. I think a little bit of sun. But then as we go into Tuesday and Wednesday, things are really going to deteriorate. A fairly strong weather system is coming in. I especially think Wednesday morning, we're going to see some real rain here over much of Western Washington. So, this is not a warmer than normal period, but it's actually quite typical if you look back the last several decades.
Yeah, I can remember lots of 4th of Julys growing up where the weather was kind of like this. How does this affect the aftermath of fireworks? The air quality is pretty bad after we shoot off all those fireworks.
That's right. The air quality yesterday really declined. We started 2 days ago with really excellent air quality over the region, but people started shooting off fireworks a little bit on July 3rd. And then yesterday, the bottom just fell out. A lot of places in Western Washington had air quality that was some of the worst on the planet, worse than Beijing and India. So, the particulates in the atmosphere just skyrocketed. Air quality declines rapidly as the 4th of July fireworks get on. We're putting a lot of particulates in the air, small particles, and even some toxic elements like heavy metals, both due to private shows and due to the public shows. And I'm watching the numbers from the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency. They're starting to improve now. So I think as we get to the next day, the air quality will return to normal, particularly if people don't shoot off too much more fireworks. So, that's what's happening there. The other air quality issue is wildfire smoke. We have virtually no wildfires in the Northwest, so there's no local smoke. But last week, we saw something quite interesting. There's been a lot of fires up in Alaska because of the unusually warm temperatures there. And some of that smoke went high in the atmosphere and moved in over the Northwest last week. So it was hard to see, but actually this satellite pictures showed very thin veils of smoke that came out over the Pacific or down through British Columbia, aloft over us. It didn't affect the air quality at the surface, but it certainly, we got a little bit of that smoke coming in from Alaska.
And British Columbia is going to get a huge amount of rain sooner than we even get it. That should wash away a lot of the smoke, right?
Well, it will prevent the smoke. British Columbia has been kind of moist, but the next few days, they're going to be getting inches of rain up north of us. This is like a band from British Columbia down into Alberta, and that is really going to put any potential for major fires to sleep for at least several weeks, probably a month. So, British Columbia is getting hit quite hard.
And it's shaping up to be a pretty wet July, maybe even a record wet July?
That's right. We had some rain already in July, 0.43 inches. So we're already here in Seattle, the wettest July since 2016. But we're going to get more. So I think it's a very good chance we're going to end up with quite a wet July. In fact, it could be one of the wettest Julys on record before all this is over. I think there's an excellent chance of that.
That's why they have that joke about us here. We don't tan, we rust.
Well, the other joke is that summer doesn't start to July 12th here in Seattle. And I have a feeling that may be true this year.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.